I thought we'd check in with Jamie Henn, who's the communications director of 350.org, who knows about things like global climate change. And there's a difference between global climate trends and seasonal weather changes. So, Jamie, welcome to the Randy Rhodes Show. Hi, Jamie.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. What is your reaction to the people who are crawling out of the woodworks these days to say, see, it looks like a global cooling trend now?
Right. Well, I think that there's a fair amount of kind of mass hysteria on the right trying to look at any distinct weather event, every weather forecast, and relate it to global warming in some way. When the reality is that we've known for a long time, since the early studies on global warming, that this is, as you put it, a global trend. So a single storm or a single weather event can't be tied to global warming at all. And in fact, if anything was going to be tied from the D.C. weather that's been happening there to global warming, it would be to a lot of studies which have been happening over the last few years, and especially this year, tying increased precipitation to global warming itself. So as the Earth warms and the atmosphere warms, more water moisture can be held there, which leads to some of the effects that you were saying of increased weather events like the snowstorm in D.C., like the torrential rainfall in parts of California and around the world. So while it is kind of cold and exciting, if you will, in D.C., it really isn't connected to the long-term trends, which are very clear that humans are heating the globe and that that will have disastrous impacts.
Now, they're saying that the ice shelf in the Arctic is actually starting to come back a little bit. But what we saw over the summer was basically areas that had always been frozen before were actually had completely melted over the summer and turned to water. So now there's some freezing. But what is the expectation when the weather warms up again?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And again, it's important to emphasize that climate is a complex system. You know, it's the entire Earth, and the science that's studying it is really looking at impacts around the globe. And one of the key indicators has been the Arctic, that over the last few years, the Arctic has melted faster than scientists actually predicted in the long term. So we're looking at large effects of global warming at the poles of our Earth, but also just here in the United States. I spend most of my time in California, and we continually see record wildfires there, increased drought. You know, Stephen Chu, our energy secretary, said that we'd have to worry about having enough water for agriculture in California in the next 30 years. So I think we're really beginning to see some pretty severe impacts around the world, but also here in the United States from global warming. And I think those, you know, are at an increasing level. So something like a snowstorm in D.C., while it does make for good sledding, it's not really a strong argument against global warming in any way.
Now, but is global warming sort of a misnomer, or is it global climate change? Is it just that things are shifting? Yes, the planet is getting warmer over, you know, a long period of time, and it is these incremental raises in the Earth's temperature that is causing the Arctic ice to melt and the oceans to rise, and that is in turn bringing on a lot of these changes and the more severe weather events that we're seeing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, climate change is really a better term for it, or even climate chaos is really a more accurate term. We've seen, you know, an entire system destabilized because of the effects that humans are having. And one of our goals as 350.org is to really show people that we are above the safe limit of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, the main greenhouse gas. Scientists say that this 350 number, 350 parts per million, is a safe upper limit for our climate to function properly. We're now at about 387 parts per million. So we really are in the danger zone when it comes to global warming, and we really do need to take strong action to bring it back down to that safe level.
Right. There was a wonderful, I mean, the website is 350.org, and it was founded by Bill McKibben, who's, I was hoping to have Bill on today, who's giving a speech. So, Jamie, I thank you for coming in his stead. But you guys had an amazing worldwide event a few months ago where people in I don't know how many countries around the world got out with the 350 message to call attention to the fact that, as scientists say, that 350 parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere is the safe limit for humanity. We're at about 387, as you just said. And what will happen if we don't get it down to 350 again?
Well, I think the point we're making is that we're already seeing the impacts of what will happen. And that's why we had such a tremendous response around the globe during this International Day of Climate Action last October. There were over 5,000 events in more than 180 countries and places where you wouldn't normally expect to see climate change activism. One of our largest events was actually in Ethiopia, where 15,000 people came out in the streets of Addis Ababa to demonstrate that they realized that climate change was very much connected to their ability to develop and their access to clean energy and the impacts that they were already feeling in terms of drought and access to water resources. So I think what we saw on that October Day of Action and throughout this entire campaign, and you can see if you visit the website and look at the photos of these events around the world,
they're incredible.
Is that people really realize that this is happening right now, that their lives and their livelihoods are at stake, and they also realize that it's a real opportunity to invest in clean energy and make this transition. So we're hoping that with those photographs of real evidence that citizens are ready to take a lead, we can begin to make some progress here in the United States, where we do have folks on the right and climate deniers who will use any little event like this D.C. snowstorm to try and push back on the inevitable reality that climate change is changing the way we live, but also provide some real opportunities to get our economy going again.
Got it. And Jamie Henn, that's why I wanted to have you on the show today to, you know, hit back at those people, because that's what we need to do. So it is real. This is happening. Go to 350.org. You can read up about it. It's in Simple Science, and you can see the pictures and know this is not a, you know, a democratic conspiracy here in the United States. This is a worldwide action because people know we need to save the planet.
That's exactly right.
That's it. All right. Jamie Henn, Communications Director of 350.org. I really thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.